Network.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of ET Network. I'm your host, Deadman. With me, as always, well, don't fucking no one. No one's here. Grave Robber's here, and that's about it. Grave Robber, me, and Orion. And today's episode is brought to you, yet another episode is brought to you by another location of Femboy Hooters, where DJ is out doing business right now.
Sharonsville, Ohio.
Yep. That's where the next Femboy Hooters brought to you by DJ is.
Inside the concrete plant.
Oh.
Get rock hard around hard rocks.
Yep. Use code ROCK for 15% off. But anyways, usually this is where we go over what we've been doing and watching and stuff like that.
I've been playing the fuck out of Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom ever since a week and a half after it came out. That's all I've been doing. That, working, and sleeping.
Yeah. I mean, like, what is the... You just finished doing the underground, right?
Yeah, I discovered every light route in the depths. There's 120 of them.
And he found them all.
And then you get this little thing. It's called a Illuminating the Depths trophy. It does absolutely nothing in game.
But you got it.
But it's just a little trophy to be like, I got one. But I fucking have one.
What have I been doing? We watched a couple of movies with Joe and Barb. And tried to watch the new Children of the Corn one, the 2023, like, prequel remake. I don't know what to call it. Gotten about halfway through it, and both Mustard and I tapped out. We were like, this is just terrible.
I mean, the original Children of the Corn wasn't that great either.
No, well, it's also terrible. But, like, this one was, like, where the movie should have ended was, like, 48 minutes in. And there's like another 40 minutes to go, and we were both like, this is just god awful.
It's like if Steamroller Productions tried to make a horror film.
Yeah. No, they did. They did.
There's Steamroller made a horror film?
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta watch that shit.
Oh no.
It's the devil. The devil is in the trees. I'm gonna slap fight it.
yeah. Joe watched Heredity with Mustard.
Hereditary.
I fucked that one up. That movie is such a fucking trip.
It's just really fucking weird, honestly.
It is. Like, it's supremely weird. And like,
does it sound different if I talk here versus if I talk here?
Yes.
Does it really though?
Yes.
What do you think, chat?
Would you like to see the waveform? There's your waveform right there.
Option A.
Option B.
Option A.
Option B.
Do they sound different? Let's do it again.
Option A.
Option B.
Yeah. Yeah, option A, he says.
Not that option
one.
A.
Not that one.
Option B.
He switched it. He's an idiot.
Option A.
Option B.
Okay. Anyways.
Better or worse?
Anyways. If I say C, will you shut up?
Yeah, I'll just go to my room and play Zelda.
No, that's what Mike says. Read the chat.
I know. I'm reading the chat, cockbag.
Anyways. Hereditary is one of those fucking movies where it's like so much is explained within the context, and because so much is explained within the context, like, a lot of the movie itself depends on the dialogue and the noises you hear. And I think that's honestly what gave me the ick about the movie.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies where if you're playing on your phone, you're not going to quite understand what's going on. Because they don't, like, talk about what's happening. You got to kind of watch.
Yeah, they don't outright say it. Like, oh, here's the thing. Here's the other thing.
It's kind of like the Japanese version of The Grudge versus the American one. There's not a lot of talking in the Japanese one.
No, there's not. Like, at all. Like, it's all emoting and the weird crackling sound. Like, where it comes from in the Japanese one. Ah, I was fucked. Joe says he was really confused with Hereditary. When you look at other movies, right, they got like so super heavily edited in writing, and you like the end product makes almost no sense. Stuff like Alien 3.
Birthday, Death Day.
Birthday, Death Day. I like that movie.
Bloody Valentine.
My Bloody Valentine. Yeah. 3D, the one with Jensen Ackles, like in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one wasn't bad, though.
It wasn't great. It was campy.
It was campy.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Hello. There he is. What's up, fucker? Why are you so cute, fool? You look like a beautiful little Barbie girl.
Oh, dude, honestly, that movie was fucking great.
Nice.
It's getting trashed right now.
Yeah, because people don't get the fucking joke. Why is there an echo?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, because we don't have a headphone splitter, just a mic splitter.
Oh.
Hold on. That should help.
Okay. Well, yeah, dude, like, I know it's getting torched by conservatives across the fucking world, and, you know, women and people hate it, but, dude, honestly, they just don't get the fucking joke, man. Like, the whole movie's a satire.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking satire, bro, and, like, it is hilarious. It is so funny. I didn't think I would enjoy it that much, but Jesus Christ, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, from what I understand, a lot of people are, like, they're trying to apply the same label they did to, like, Birds of Prey. You know what I mean? Like, this, like, ultra anti-man feminist movie.
It is very anti-man. Dude, oh my god, it's man-hating as fuck. But it's funny. It's a joke. It's a joke. Like, I don't know. I could see how people can't, like, tell the difference of, like, being a satire, because it's a very thin line, and only like few aspects of the movie kind of bring you to either side. But yeah, it is very man-hating, but it's a joke. It's a fucking joke. Like, I don't know. Like, without spoiling anything, I can't, like.
Is it fun, like a Lego movie? I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
It's not for kids, man. It's definitely not for kids. It's not.
Wow.
There's a lot of innuendo. There's a lot of adult theme jokes. A lot of shit in there that's just like. I saw like 8-year-olds in there, and I was like, oh, fuck. They're going to have an interesting conversation with their parents later.
that might be contributing to the hate. Like, this was not marketed as a kids movie.
Never was.
No.
Well, that's kind of like when everybody took their like 7-year-olds to go watch Deadpool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's just another Marvel superhero movie. It's going to be fine. No,
Marvel superhero movie with people getting their heads blown off and titties and all kinds of fun shit.
Mm-hmm. Decapitation and.
I thought you said this was a romance movie, but there's a guy getting fucking skewered with your sword right now.
Yeah.
Fucking masturbation joke.
Barbie's not a fucking, it is not a kids movie. It's not. It's a very adult themed movie.
Joe Sausage says, Party, it's a cartoon. Why do we even care about reviews nowadays? People hate everything because they are all depressed assholes. You got a point.
But yeah, Sausage Party was another one that was not for kids.
No.
Even though it was about talking food. Like, it is not Veggie Tales just because it's talking food.
Yeah.
There was this whole blog, and then it turned into a YouTube channel, and then it turned into like this lady making the rounds on the news about talking about Sausage Party and how she took her, like, I think she had like 5 kids. I think she had like 5 kids between like 5 and 10 or 12. Jeez. And she took them all to see Sausage Party, and they all came out fucking traumatized.
You'd think she would know what a sausage party is with that many damn kids.
No shit.
That's what the joke was, though. It was on the face of everybody that interviewed her. They were like,
you got 5 fucking kids, yep. Lady.
Come on.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Really? I'm not gonna say it, lady.
That was great. What? I loved it.
Your husband couldn't pull out of a driveway.
Couldn't pull out of a train of thought. Like,
I loved it. I loved Barbie. It was great. Yeah, definitely not a kid's movie, but it was fucking hilarious, dude. Like, holy shit, it was so funny. I was laughing so much. And I was the only one laughing.
Situation.
What?
It was a death to Smoochie situation.
Dude, it was like, mom was sitting next to me. I could see her face. She was pissed the whole time. She was fucking pissed. And then like Remy was sitting next to me and I was like, he doesn't get it. Like he's too young to get it.
Right. He's still a summer child.
And then I looked at and I looked over like on the far end, and Danyan and I were the only ones like having a fucking blast watching the movie, dude. Like Danyan and I were the only ones laughing at all the shit, because god damn it, it was funny. But everybody else, like, we're only laughing at the little tidbits, like with Will Ferrell when he screams, oh, it's funny. But dude, like, some of the lines in there, you're like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck, dude? That made the movie, holy fuck. Yeah, no, it was great. I loved it. So, what are we talking about? Casual gaming.
Yeah, who ruined gaming?
You did.
Oh, shit. No, like,
honestly, you know who ruins gaming for people is themselves. Mm-hmm. If you want to love the game, the love has to come from you. Like, that's all there is to it. If you go into it with a bad attitude, or like, oh, it's got all kinds of bad reviews from famous ass YouTubers who I don't fucking know and probably wouldn't hang out with on a personal basis, then you're just going to hate the fucking game and the gaming experience most likely. So you ruin gaming for yourself. You being the, you know, royal you.
Yeah. First, I'm going to do my serious take on this. And then I'll do my bit. What are you doing?
Oh, I was doing the sound. Did you not hear the sound effect?
Yeah, what was that?
The more you know.
Oh, my. That was a good one.
The gaming community ruins the games and devs, says Joe. So my take on this.
No, you said devs, like definitely.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, my bad. Yeah,
like devs.
My take on this was the same that I told you. It was the idea that, you know, you said that corporations switched to only caring about money, and I said they've always only cared about money. This has always been a pattern. The thing that ruined it was them trying to placate the people that are always the loudest. Because, you know, if you're the loudest in the room, that means you're the most correct, right? Like, that's how that works. And, you know,
depends on the context. Sometimes if you're the loudest in the room, you're the first to die.
Or the last one to be set on fire. Depends. But, you know,
get shut out.
True.
Or you're tied to a bench and someone's testing your blood with a hot needle in the middle of the Arctic. But anyways.
Is that the thing?
Good reference.
Yeah, fucking Russell Crowe. Rock. Wait, no, what's his name? Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
One of the goddamn Russells.
What are we doing here?
Running down the is that the Russell from the Bloodhound Gang song?
Oh my god.
A Russell from Gorillaz.
Russell.
So many Russells just running around.
I think I even work with a Russell, actually.
God damn it. No, so anyways, what I was saying was that, yeah, like it they've always cared about money, but there was a point in time that devs of video games put their quality of game before money. Now it's ass backwards.
I don't think so. I was telling you.
I mean, like, I can't fully blame the devs for it.
Nah, it's mostly execs.
Yeah, the devs are more like the horses that have to pull the fucking chariot, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, what I equated it to was, in the end, what happens is you have a demand for a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the day after. Or what is that zombie game?
I think you got it.
Right, the day after
Dying whatever. Light.
No.
It's the one that's
PlayStation exclusive.
It's a scam.
No, the PlayStation one. Well, the hordes of zombies. I don't know.
Are you talking about Days Gone?
Days Gone. Thank you. That one. Day zombie game. All right. Anyways, Days Gone was released initially, digitally for about a week, and it was so fucking bugged out that they recalled everything, delayed it, and then spent like hours of an entire week fixing all the issues, and then they re-released it. And the reason was is because it fucking sucked. Like, everything was broken, nothing worked. And like when the board of representatives heard that they were going to be losing money because this fucking thing sucked, they were like, wait,
Redo it.
Like Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk is another good example.
Mm-hmm. Diablo 4 right now is a good example.
If they only cared about money, they would have released the game and fuck your reviews. But they keep trying to fix things. They keep trying to fix...
If they only cared about money, they wouldn't have given full refunds.
Yeah.
Well, Diablo 4 is kind of going through the same thing right now. Like, you can kind of tell where the decision-making was from this lady. Like, the latest patch in Diablo 4 fucked the game. Like, it fucked everybody. It fucked everybody. They nerfed every class. They made the game so much slower by nerfing XP given, nerfing the classes, nerfing damage, and nerfing everything. Even to the point where it takes longer for you to get out of a dungeon. They extended the little loading bar when you're teleporting by like a second and a half. They literally nerfed it everything. So what everybody has been saying from the campfire. How did you
nerf the progress bar? I'm sorry, what? That's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. They made it take longer to teleport. They nerfed it. Yeah. So from the campfire that we watched last week with all of the developers and the game directors from Diablo, the way they were looking, they looked depressed as fuck.
They looked like they were on a cross trying to talk their way off.
So what everybody has been saying, and from the language used in the campfire by saying, we're never going to make a fucking patch like this again. We understand that this makes the game less fun, and we're sorry. That sounds like they didn't make the decision. That sounds like all of the nerfing, because ultimately what nerfing everything and making the game slower does is it gives you more playtime as a player. It ups the playtime. And that's what execs want. They wanted more people to spend more time and player retention. That's what executives care about. Not really devs. They don't really care about player retention. They don't really care about playtime. That's statistics to make more money. And they think everybody's saying that the decision to nerf everything into the ground came from higher ups onto the devs, and now the devs are paying for it. That's what it really sounds like to me at this point.
I mean, from what I gathered, you know, from what I watched, they had a lot of non-answers. They had a lot of...
Well, and real quick, how do you give answers for decisions that you didn't fucking make?
Easily.
Kind
of. It happens all the fucking time.
Depends on your PR guy.
Look what happened with Activision and Infinity Ward. Infinity Ward straight out came out and said, look, this decision wasn't ours, but we're going to implement this. They said it straight up. They were like, this decision was not ours. We're going to implement this nonetheless. And what happens afterwards, remember, this decision wasn't ours. They fucking straight up said it. And this is after the split. So this isn't what caused the split. This was after the split.
Activision's different than Blizzard, though. I don't think Blizzard would allow...
That's owned by the same fucking company. Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, but they're still different publishers when you really look at it, though. Like, and especially...
New Line Cinema and Disney are the same fucking thing, but they're two totally different productions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're different publishers when you really look at it. And Blizzard, I don't think, would allow their... Because they did the same thing with Overwatch 2. Like, everybody could tell that Overwatch 2 was run by the execs. Like, all of the decision-making and shit doesn't sound like game developer decision-making. So I think Blizzard has their own kind of thing, and then Activision has their own kind of thing, but collectively they make money together. Now, I don't think Blizzard would allow their teams to say that. Like this isn't us, bro. Like, hey, hands off here. Like, I don't think they'd allow that. And I think Activision doesn't care, because they have enough teams to work on COD. If they lose Infinity Ward, they know they can still make money. If they lose Raven, they know they can still make money. But Blizzard has their cash cows that they
need. Diablo, World of War.
Diablo, Overwatch, World of War.
Wow.
So if the devs throw Blizzard under the bus, it'll be way more catastrophic to lose any kind of team than Activision would with COD. So I don't know. I think it's two different things.
Well, again, there are other ways of doing it. When 2K had to defend Borderlands, you know, 2K came out straight up said, look, we did what we could under the confines that we could. This is the best game we could develop. So, you know, That's it. And they literally came out and said it. We did the best we could under the constraints we had. This is the best game we have. So when Borderlands 3 came out to like just panned reviews, everybody fucking hated it. And it was one of those things where they were like, we did the best we could. We did all we could to make this game as good as possible. But, you know, we know what you're going to say. We know the writing's on the wall. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, there's a lot of games that do this. It's just like, however, like I said, there's always tact and there's always ways to discuss this in a public forum. And yeah, like from what I said, you know, going back to what I said, those guys look like they were crucified and trying to talk their way off.
Ooh, for and real, bro. It was
pretty bad.
For real. They looked depressed. They looked stressed out.
Questions that they had were so filtered and pre-written. You could tell a PR guy did it.
And they say that it was from chat. That's what they were saying.
But there was no chat.
On Twitch, there was chat.
I didn't see fucking anything that resembled a question on Twitch. Because once you told me that there was Twitch chat, I was reading about it online, and there was like the whole Twitch chat was just fucking hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how do you?
People take it too far, man. People send death threats. They threaten people's families. They start doxing developers. That shit's not cool, bro.
No, that shit's not cool. We're never gonna condone
that. That shit's not fucking cool, bro. Like, don't fucking do that. If you're one of those people and you hear this hot podcast, fuck you, dude. Like, you know, they're just doing their fucking job like anybody else, okay? Go fuck yourself. Like, your game is not more important than somebody's life, bro. Fuck you.
Like, no, and I agree, you know.
Okay, too close.
Hmm?
You're too loud, too close.
But, all right. No, I agree. And, you know, when people take this shit too far and they go, and it makes all of us look bad. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just make them look bad. Because we all get thrown into that fucking toxic gamer label, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Joe says we need to get out of this idea of devs thinking they have to nerf things that are OP in non-PvP games. Well, every time they update COD, it's a whole new fucking thing. And this is actually something that me and Mustard were talking about when I said that they have to stop listening to the loudest fucking crowd. And I was kind of proud of Call of Duty for straight up saying, hey, fuck you. We're done listening to you. We're done listening to you. Because I pointed it out in Warzone 1. Every time they updated it or tried to nerf one of the fucking guns, there was 1,000 fucking YouTube videos of, well, this is the new meta. This is basically cheating. And then they had to run to the fucking YouTube, and they had to run to the fucking chat, and then they had to run to their fucking emails and go, well, great. Now we got to patch this because now everyone's complaining. Now we have fucking emails.
Do you know why that happens, though? Do you know why that happens?
Because they were listening to the fucking player.
No, that's not why that happens. That happens because devs don't play their own fucking games.
Of course not.
If one dev was to pick up that meta weapon and notice it was OP and build it correctly and, you know, take advantage of the game's model instead of just playing the game as a fucking dev the way it's supposed to be played, then it would have never happened. That's the thing, man. It's like the it's important to listen to COD players. I'm solely speaking on Call of Duty because Call of Duty is like kind of an enigma. It's weird how it works. But in terms of Call of Duty, devs need community feedback because they don't play their fucking games the way we do. And they don't, like, I was looking at a fucking thing on Reddit, I told you this, that most Call of Duty devs have a 0.7 KD and lower in their own games, Modern Warfare. That's fucking horrendous, dude. You know what? My KD is a 1.4. That's double their fucking KD. Like, they don't play their fucking games. They suck at their own games. So, of course, if you're in your glass box and not listening to community feedback, then you just seem like an asshole because the people that actually play your games are taking advantage of it. So at some point, there has to be an open ear to the community because everybody plays differently.
No, don't get... No. I didn't say that there shouldn't be an open ear. I said that they should stop listening to the loudest people in the room. Because the loudest people in the room are the ones that bitch the most about the bullshit. Oh, well, look at this fucking, like in my hands, Attack 56 is OP. Mm-hmm. In your hands, any fucking sniper rifle is
any OP. Gun in the game is OP in my hands. Just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
So, like, there's.
And Grave Robber can throw grenades with pinpoint fucking accuracy.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
So, grenades are OP in Grave Robber's hands.
Yes.
So, like, so this, this fucking constant idea that, you know, somebody goes up against you and me, and we clear the lobby like we did that one game a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Like, we stomped that fucking lobby. We were losing. We had like what? There were like 130 to like 20 when we came in. Mm-hmm. We lost by 5 points. Remember? Mm-hmm. Because we came in and stopped the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, and then I had 60 kills in a fucking headquarters game.
Yeah,
people were talking shit to me. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so, 5 VTOLs in a row.
It was bad. Like, we came in.
I was wrecking shit, bro.
But the thing is that now if we were to do that in Warzone, how many people would report our accounts? How many people would?
Yeah, the game is already set up that if you get too many kills in Warzone, it automatically bans you anyway. People have gone through that in Warzone too.
So the thing, like, they should not be listening to the loudest fucking people in the room. There should be an ear to the community, mm-hmm. and that's kind of why I'm really laughing at the idea that, you know, every time there's a YouTube video or a TikTok that says this is the new meta. Nobody believes them anymore because Activision and fucking and Warzone has stopped chasing these metas and stopped chasing trying to put these fucking fires out.
I mean, I stopped listening to them because in reality, every gun can be meta if you build it right.
Yeah.
There's not really that much of a, okay, maybe some guns are trash. Like, yeah, there's obviously trash fucking guns, but if for the most part, any gun you build correctly is gonna be OP. So that's why I never listen to those meta fucking YouTube. I know what you're talking about, bro. Oh my god,
that's why when I need a gun build, I come to you, Mustard. I don't go looking that shit up on TikTok.
Tell fucking Deadman this because he says my builds suck.
So did Barb.
No, they didn't. You guys just suck.
Right, two people telling him his builds are no good, and he's just anyways. Joe says in Siege they always look at the top ranked players for changes, which I understand, but for people like me that are a casual gamer, some of the changes they make because of the higher ranks make casual gaming even less fun. And yeah, and so that's Dead Man is just trash. Thanks, Joe.
He is.
So, but you know, I don't think that it's the Garys of the gaming world.
It is the Garys of the gaming
world. I don't believe so.
I don't know. I'm a fucking Gary.
You're a Gary. Yeah. Dude, yesterday we were in a fucking COD lobby. For the first 8 minutes of the goddamn match, 3 of our teammates had 0 kills.
Oh, well, that's fucked up.
And we were getting fucked.
I was like, I'm a Gary, but at least I end a match with at least a positive KD. Like...
And in turn, I was having less fun.
Although there's that one time I accidentally got like a 3.8 KD and then I lost, like I ate shit for like 3 matches in a row.
SBMM, baby. That's what it's all about.
Anyways, yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. My skill went too high for that one match.
Yeah, SBMM. SBMM will fuck you in the dick, dude.
That's why I don't play multiplayer with you, Mustard.
Yeah, you can't. It's not because
I fucking can't, because I'll have like, I'll have like a negative 650,000 KD. Like,
yeah, well, because they put me in the lobbies with other diamond players, other like crimson players and shit. I've seen it. It sucks.
Yeah, then you got me. I don't even have a fucking element to my player. Like,
no, yeah.
Yeah, so, Grave Robber with a single grenade. Like,
I was betting money that those 3 players were all fucking Garys.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, they're probably sitting there after work at the fucking factory. They're probably kicking off their boots, trying to relax and have some fun, and they ruin it for the fucking people that actually play the fucking game.
Considering the skins they were rocking, I don't think so.
But COD coddles those Garys because they have a job.
And disposable income, as you like to say.
Unlike me, who can sit here and play COD for 12 fucking hours if I wanted to. and I don't got kids. I don't have to fucking put food on the table. But those guys ruin it for everybody. Like, bro, if you can't keep up, just get the fuck out, man. That's my mentality.
That's how I think they should do the matchmaking in COD. God, I wish we were loud enough for the people to hear us. To hear us, yeah. Okay, I think
4 years should, and we're still averaging like 10 viewers.
I think they should do matchmaking based on hours played versus skill. Because if you're going to be in like Diamond League, like Mustard, obviously you're going to have thousands of hours in. Mm-hmm. But if you're a casual like me, I consider myself casual, if not super casual, because I haven't even played Call of Duty in over 2 months because, you know, Legend of Zelda, Tears of Kingdom. That's when it comes down to good writing and good game making, right?
Better game, anyway.
I don't know. If I were to check my Call of Duty log for Modern Warfare 2, I've probably got 60 hours in on it. Yeah. So like by the hours played would make more sense to, you know, match lobbies because, you know, you're going to have your tryhards and your actual fucking MLG gamers have hundreds of hours in the first 2 weeks of release. Mm-hmm. And your Garys are going to have, you know, between 0 and 20 hours in the first 2 weeks, you know.
But the problem with that
is the first weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, so they might have about 20 hours in the first 2 weeks.
The problem you have with that, though, is that people will literally buy the game again just to smurf on people and fuck on lobbies that have zero play time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we create smurf accounts.
Smurfing is a real problem, especially in Siege, because Siege is like $7. So people can literally buy the game as many times as they fucking want and smurf on people that are in the beginning. Because in Siege, they do have like rank 0 to 50. They have like a introductory kind of new player mode, and what a lot of people do is they just buy the game again and hit it up, and then they're already fucking pro. So
I've noticed that. That's why when I played Siege, I had bought it was like $11.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the new player lobby, and there was the other team. They all had like a special theme to their fucking gamer tags and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
smurfing is a real problem. So I mean, if they did do it by playtime, it'd be smurfed out easily. So
either way, you know, it really goes back to that whole thing. If you go into the game with the bad attitude, it's gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I play COD, that's why I play with you guys, you know, Dead Man and Mustard and maybe some of my old coworkers from where I used to work and everything. Mm-hmm. Because at least then, if I'm getting absolutely fucked by the game, at least I'm hanging out with friends.
At least you're having fun.
I don't normally hop into a multiplayer on my own. You know, if I do, it's something that's a lot slower pace, like Warzone.
Or DMZ.
DMZ, that's the one I was looking for. Where you're in the fucking desert, you know.
DMZ, they're starting to punish players for playing it like Warzone.
Good.
If you kill too many players in DMZ, they're starting to pin your location on the map so other people can fucking find you and murder you.
Yeah. Good. That happened to me before I stopped playing, actually.
Yeah.
I was griefing the fuck out of people, though. I was killing whole squads at a time because I would just sit there with my fucking sniper and watch for that green flare to go up. And then I'd down an entire team, and then while the guy was reviving his teammates, I'd fucking shoot him in the head and then down the guys again and let him bleed out. Mm-hmm. Or I found the one shop that sold the mortar strikes, and I bought like 6 of them and just would like bomb their fucking escape choppers.
Do you have to pay to play online with others? For PC players, no. For Xbox, PlayStation players, yes.
Yeah, you have to have... What is it, PlayStation Plus or Game Pass?
Xbox or Xbox Gold. Oh, no, they're changing it to Xbox Core, I think it's called now. I don't know. Yeah, but on PC, you don't. You just get on and fucking play. Like, yeah.
And it's one of those... But, like, who ruined it? And you know, you were talking
casual
about...
Casual fucking gamers ruined it, bro.
You were talking about the idea that, you know, devs switching to this, like, pay-for-everything model. And I was telling you that it's always been like that. Right. DLC for Call of Duty used to be $15.
Yeah.
Or new maps, new weapons.
For anything that dropped.
World at War was probably the first one to do that, like hard. Yeah. World at War back in 2008.
Oh, yeah, zombies.
Because zombies expansions were very expensive. And then they had DLC maps on top of that in multiplayer that you would pay for as well. So,
and then Battlefield, along with another game that we couldn't remember, I think it was Medal of Honor.
Gears.
Medal of Honor and Gears at the time were just releasing new maps and just giving away all this content. And everybody looked at Call of Duty and was like, well, fuck, bro. Why are we paying $15 for your shit when I could go over here, get it for free? And Call of Duty had to acquiesce and had to say, okay, fine. New updates, new maps become free.
And but, you gotta remember, go ahead.
But you're gonna pay for skins, you're gonna pay for cool packs, you're gonna pay for blueprints.
Cosmetics didn't start till way later. Now, the thing about it was that Treyarch didn't do that. It was only Infinity Ward that charged.
No, Treyarch
made, well, it made World of War, but then after everybody bitched about it, they stopped doing it.
No, Second Zombies still had fucking pay to play maps.
Maybe they just kept doing it with zombies, but I remember like Black Ops 1 and 2 having like free content updates with new maps and shit that you didn't have to pay for anymore. They would only charge for the zombies. And it's still like that, even up to Black Ops 4. It's still like that. Cold War is completely free though. Thank fucking God that they did not charge for a single map in Cold War. But up until Black Ops 4, they charged for zombie maps. Let's see. To all the assholes who think they're going to be sponsored by Monster and Doritos who are playing for rewards, not playing for love. See?
And they're the ones that try the hardest in the lowest skill lobbies. Because you'll notice that people like Tim the Tap Man. People like Doc. People like Timmy Toucans and all these other assholes. They don't go into pubs. They don't go into ranked. They stay in where Warzone. Their skills can be fucking shown off.
Well, they don't play Call of Duty anymore, so yeah.
And, you know, they go to Warzone. They go to, but they don't play in ranked. You know what I mean? Like, you want to show off how good you are, go play ranked.
They did for a little bit. Like, they tried. When ranked first came out, there was, like, Courage JD, Tim the Tatman, Doc, and all them squatted up on ranked. But it was just for content.
Like, and they got dumped.
No, they're fucking diamond level, dude. No. Really? Tim the Tatman's a diamond.
Last time I saw, they were getting fucking fucked.
No, dude.
But that was a while ago.
They're all diamond players. No, I think Courage made it to Crimson.
See, I do like ranked play in COD, though. I like just going in there knowing that it's level fucking Battlefield. You get your choice of one of two rifles, one of two pistols, one of two lethals, one of two tacticals, and that's what you fucking get.
And the rest is up to your aim, yeah.
Yeah, and the rest is up to skill. So at least when I hop into a ranked and I get absolutely fucked, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'm not good at it.
I'm going to go back to the goddamn kid.
And then I go back to multiplayer on 24/7 shipment, and I'm like, get fucked with your fucking shotgun.
Yep. Like, oh, God, the shotgun.
Oh, look at me. I got a sawed off with dragon's breath in it. I'm ready to fuck off. No, the ones I fucking hate is the gold riot shield fuckers, dude, walking around with a fucking entry door on their fucking back, hiding in the fucking Connex boxes over in fucking shipment. Like, oh no, I'm low health. Let me go into this little fucking wedge between the fucking boxes and turn around until I can heal up because this guy's shooting me with a fucking LMG. Fuck.
Everything okay at home, Ingle? Good.
Yeah, as long as I'm not playing, you know, Call of Duty with riot shield fuckers, everything's fine.
I'm a riot shield fucker. I'm sorry. I did it.
You use it to get revenge. You don't use it as like
your. No, favorite. It's not my initial go-to. It's not. No. Yeah.
Plus, I think when you and I are feeling squirrely, and we
squirrely.
I think when we're feeling squirrely, and the funniest thing is that we get into like a shipment lobby, or we get into like one of these sweaty ass lobbies, and we fucking John Wick the entire fucking place.
Oh yeah,
and come out on top.
That's the thing, though. Yeah, in COD, the pistol play is on fucking point.
Oh, it's great.
It seems like they only fuck with the rifles and shotguns. Because that fucking
pistols never get touched. They got nerfed in Warzone.
That Glock 17 thing that they have is fucking dope. Even though it's semi-auto, man, three shots, man, they're fucking down.
And Warzone, they had to nerf the pistols. Like, everybody was bitching that they were OP. And then in multiplayer, they were like, it sucks.
Yeah, and in multiplayer, they're like, oh, you guys don't like the pistols in Warzone? Here's a fucking Mac 10.
Here's a fucking, yeah, TAC 9. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
Fucking dual Uzis and shit like that, dude.
No, but literally, it
fucking,
dude.
It was fucking funny because, like, Mustard and I were literally, we started a, because the next game started up and almost nobody left because they only wanted their revenge. So, like, the next game, we started a pistol war. And everybody had their dual pistols and their dual deagles and their dual revolvers. And there's me and Mustard with our little fucking Glock 17s. And fucking, we were still killing the shit out of them. And then I added insult to injury because, like, one of my favorite things is that if I'm going okay in the lobby, I need to get a throwing knife kill. But then I feel better. So, like, I was just... And these fuckers never saw the throwing knife coming because they were trying to get their fucking dual pistols on point. So I just be like...
Right between them. I think that's the other thing, too, though, that makes the difference is, like, with pistols. Say, for example, you got the twin Glocks, right? You've only got like 40 rounds between the two of them. You know, like the pistols are OP, but you know, you pack a regular pistol, even with extended mags, you got 27 rounds. That's it.
Like, that shit had me fucking rolling though. Like, we started a pistol war.
And you got flamethrower fucking shotguns that have like 90 fucking rounds in them.
I mean, I start all kinds of wars, bro. Like
the one time we started a riot shield war when we were playing with Rainbow Kite.
Yeah, then, well, not only that, but literally the other day, you were like, oh, you started a shotgun war.
Like, yeah,
And then the other day, you were like, oh, you started a sniper war. Like, everybody was just sniping each other.
Oh, that was like, me. I start
wars all the fucking time, man. You know what? And I get talked. I think I literally get talked way more shit to than you ever do. Like,
I don't have the chat on, so I don't know.
Yeah, dude, like, nobody ever talks shit about you. They always talk shit about me every fucking time, dude.
Even when I outperform them.
Every fucking time. And I think it's because I'm like, the way I play COD is I'm annoying.
Well, like, you also have the diamond skin.
Yeah, I was going to say, you also go into the matches with that fucking blue sweater, too. So,
yeah.
I mean,
everybody fucking hates you as soon as they see that diamond skin.
I worked hard to get it, man. I'm going to show it off, right?
That's why even when I go into a Fortnite lobby, I still play a season 2 Rust Lord.
Oh, yeah, nice. But then everybody will think you're good because you've been playing since season 2. But
yeah, sometimes.
But I don't blame the casual gamer for ruining gaming because they keep gaming afloat. You have these elitist dickheads who are trying to find the most elite game. For the most elite gameplay, for the most elite fucking YouTube clips and all that other bullshit. And they're the ones that fuck up the game for everybody else. Like, even you and I, dude, as good as we are, when some asshole who's Crimson comes into the game and plays it like they're trying to win a ranked game, we're like, dude, go back to ranked.
It's just fucking cash, bro. You need to chill. Yeah, yeah. And they're sitting there drop shotting. They're sitting there fucking... Like, I don't even do that shit, bro. Like, maybe in ranked, I do. I sweat very hard in ranked. But, like, in cash, I'm, like, chilling, bro. Like, I'm fucking vibing, you know?
Yeah, because when you're in cash, you know no matter what, you're not losing that sweater.
Exactly. Like, exactly. There's no risk. You know, there's no risk and reward there.
I don't know, man. See, I identify as a casual gamer, right? Mm-hmm. And as a small portion of the group of casual gamers, I have to say, our portion is not responsible for ruined multiplayer games because we're the ones that want fucking story modes. We're the ones that want longer campaigns. We're the ones that want to play offline because we had a fucking shit day at work and we don't feel like listening to like squeakers and tryhards for the next 2 hours. That's kind of why over the last 2 months, I have almost exclusively been playing TOTK. Minus the like 45 minutes or so it played Ghost Recon Wildlands with Deadman.
See, like, I disagree with you a little bit because, like, in my opinion, casual gamers did ruin multiplayer games only for the sole fact that devs cater to casual gamers. when, especially when it comes to Call of Duty.
I think, like, really, it's not if you're casual, try hard, sweaty, or pro. It really just comes down to the gamers that have, you know, the most money to waste on things. Yeah, like,
yeah,
like money. Oh, I want to get a fucking basketball player skin in a first person fucking shooter game where I'm not even gonna fucking see it. Oh, I need to get the fucking magical herb skin for my assault rifles. It's like
Mustard had one of those.
That'll for drop two games, you know, I bought the $25 every other week when a new skin comes out. Those are the ones that the people are listening to.
Yeah, see, and those people that have the money to buy that shit are the ones who can only play for 2 hours a day or play for an hour after work because they fucking work. The fucking goblins
or stay the in their mom's whose parents have enough money that they have like a $5,000 gaming computer and no responsibilities. So
Don't look at me with that. I scam the government for mine.
I didn't say you. All they do is fucking play, and they've got the money to do it. You know, like,
well, that's a very money. that is a very niche percentage of people. Most goblin gamers don't have fucking jobs. Like, if you could sit there and play COD for 12 fucking hours, you have no money. You don't have fucking money. You got the game for Christmas, bitch. You didn't buy the game. You know what I mean? Yeah, which don't exist anymore thanks to SBMM. Yeah. So what I was saying was they cater to people who have indisposable income because they buy skins. They're the ones that buy the fucking deluxe editions. And those in turn, like, okay, and it's mostly Infinity Ward, in my opinion. It's mostly Infinity Ward that does this shit, because when you look at Modern Warfare 2019, they slowed the game. They slowed the gameplay down on purpose. They did. And then when the sweats discovered fucking slide canceling, guess what? They nerfed that shit in Modern Warfare 2 because the casual gamers can't keep up, right? So they slowed the fucking... And in Modern Warfare 2, they slowed ADS... They slowed sprint time. They slowed down the game to a mute pace just so that people like Gary can fucking feel comfortable playing against people like me. I don't think
you remember where we came from as far as like Modern Warfare goes. The original games were not fast. You had to unlock perks to get faster shit. And even then, the perks that were unlocked stayed in that game. They never came back.
Like, it depends on where you're going, man, because like we had jetpacks and Black Ops 2.
Lightweight, Commando Pro, and Bomb Squad, which is the ones that which is your high speed build.
Those only existed in Modern Warfare 1 and 2 and 3. Yeah, no, Infinity Ward games.
2 and 3. Those were the only games that existed. And even after that, the game was still much slower than the later iterations past Black Ops.
I mean, I will say that the current Call of Duty feels like it's a different pace. Because remember months ago now, almost a year ago, they threw out Rust.
Yeah.
For like no reason. They were just like, hey, here's Rust again. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel the same as the MW2 Rust. Not even close. Everybody was fucking camping under the fucking pipes or hiding in the giant culvert and just like it was fucking weird.
Well, and Mike's yelling at me in chat. Does online gameplay enhance the experience of the game or ruin it, like Grave just said?
It can go either way.
It depends on your personality, because in my opinion, I like feeling better than people. So the online gameplay makes my life better. But
I just like online gameplay because you can play with your friends.
That too. Like, and that's what I'm saying. It depends on your personality and how you feel. Because like if you're just in it for the funsies, then you probably should stay away from competitive PvP games. Yeah. But if you have a competitive attitude like I do, where I wanna dominate your fucking bitch ass, where I wanna make you feel like my little bitch in the game, then you should probably play some PvP.
Yeah.
That's like
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm-hmm.
I won't play that online by myself because I'm not hanging out. I'm just trying to do my thing, and then I get fucking sniped in the head. You know?
Yeah, it's boring as hell by yourself. GTA Online is boring as hell. All by yourself, yeah.
Yeah, we played. That was the only one they could get me to play GTA. It was just GTA Online.
Yeah, well, me, Joe, and Kristen had our own little drug fucking empires before I got banned.
That was funny. Yeah.
In Siege, Joe says it ruins it. Chris, Barb says you got this. Mike Smith says, now I have to have friends. Guess I'll die as a game. Alone. Hey, Mike, yeah. You got us, man. You always
you
got
us. You can play with us, dude. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't suggest playing with me on COD. Just don't do that, because then you're going to have to deal with people like me.
Yes. But you know, VT Network has the gaming Discord voice chat.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We actually do, yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things, but I don't believe it's the casuals, because here's why I don't believe that. Nobody in the casual market bitches like the fucking hardcores do. Everybody that plays this game for the most hardcore fucking reasons, for the highest KD, they're the ones that are on Twitter, on Reddit, on Facebook, on Kickspaces, on Threads, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, most casuals don't have an entire YouTube channel dedicated to them playing the video game.
No casuals do that. It's always the motherfuckers that are like, I want to be the next PewDiePie.
Well, I can't say no casuals because Neebs Gaming.
Well, no,
they're a bunch of casual dads, and they just, you know, we're going to play this game for like an hour and record it.
But they make fucking comedy content.
That's true, though. See, they're gaming with friends casuals. Like,
yeah, but they also make comedy content. Like, the whole fucking drunken Neebs thing is still some
of my favorite videos. Where he fucking parks the boat on the island to go make margaritas in the middle of a match.
Is that a fucking blender? I'm back! I love it. The idea that the guy that voices Neebs is like 6'4" and built like fucking Thor, it still fucks with me.
Yeah.
It still fucks with me. Like his online like avatar character is such a dweeby little shit. But the dude in real like life, a
giant redneck.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's 6'4" built like Chris Hemsworth. It fucks with me, dude. And like the rest of them kind of look like their voice, but Neebs is just like, you're looking at him like, huh? What? But it's in fucking,
well, except for Duralius.
Duralius?
Yeah.
Neebs art series is not my black. Favorite thing. I've never seen, I know who they're talking about because I watched them in another group of friends, with Battle Buddies or whatever the hell it was called.
Battlefield Friends.
Yeah, that's where I know Neebs from, but everything else, I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about, to be honest.
Yeah, Neebs Gaming used to do the thing where they were doing...
I was a newbie and played COD with y'all. Would I be... I can't say that word. Would I be an R-word little brother that needed constant protection at your level, or would you be...
No, because if you came in as a newbie, you'd be paired with other noobs because of the skill-based matchmaking. That's what the
SPMM but if you wanted to play COD with us, that's what he's asking.
But yeah, if you wanted to play COD with Mustard or Deadman...
There's a workaround. If you start playing COD... and we join your lobby.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing on your with level.
Your people. Yeah. Yeah. Well, for the most part. Yeah.
And Mustard and I do tend to tone it down when somebody's new to the game.
I'm not going to do that.
Mustard has no chill.
Nope. Okay. Not when it comes to COD, bro. Nope.
Mustard used to do that.
Because I remember being like lobby leader, and we played like, 20 matches in a row. Mustard was always at the top with like 60 kills and 3 deaths.
And I'm trying over here to like not get your fucking SBMM fucked. I'm over here.
I don't
like
give a fuck, bro. Like, honestly, playing with Mustard just Mustard makes
plays
you feel
like
sad
it's
about
his
your
fucking
own
job.
No, playing with Mustard just makes you feel sad about your own skills, as Joe.
Hey, at least he's being honest about it.
Mike says, "Would that be fun for y'all to play down?" Absolutely, Mike.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, the thing is too, though, like,
I'm not gonna do that, but they can do that.
Yes, you are.
Replying to Joe here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mustard, playing with Mustard can make you feel sad about your own skill, but also if you look at it the other way, playing with Mustard can inspire you to improve your own skills.
Or,
well, that's
he's like kind of like showing you the way, man.
Or another way to look at it is that you're not as good as Mustard because you have a light.
That's another one.
I mean, fuck it. I mean, at the end of the day, who still feels bad about themselves? Ain't me. Ain't me, bro. Don't give a fuck.
Because Mustard has no shame. You can't shame the shameless.
Exactly. You can't do it. Fucking exactly. Yeah, Mike, if you want to play with us, man, honestly, it's it. I like, I'm not gonna tone myself down for you, but like, we would still have a lot of fun together, just talking, shooting the shit. It'll be fine. Don't compare yourself. That's another thing. Is like the key to having fun with me and involved with everybody is just don't compare yourself. It's not a competition between us. It's a competition between the other fucking team. And if I'm the sole reason our team is winning, that's a good thing.
Hey, your team's winning. That's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, yeah, Mike. If you come in and hang out with us, I will play down. I know anybody else that joins us will play down to get you up to skill and to level.
Thing is, I don't Months know how ago. To play down. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how, and that's what, you know, who fucking said that? I was asking somebody that, like, I think it was Joe. I was like, what the fuck do you want me to do, man? Play worse? I don't know how to fucking do that. I don't know how to fucking do that. I don't. I just play how I play. Like, I don't know.
Either way, you'll be fine, Mike. You will be fine. Like, we're not gonna make you feel bad about it. Especially not if it's your first foray.
It's part of the fun.
Especially if it's your first foray into like Call of Duty and stuff like
that. I mean, shit talking is part of the fun.
Exactly. Like, hey, buddy, I'm gonna need you to get a kill. If that's all right, you know, if you can set time in your schedule for just one kill.
No more goose eggs. Need a breadstick.
Exactly. Like those three guys in our fucking game the other day, I literally got on the mic and I was like, if you guys have a chance anytime during this game to get a kill, that'd be great. And then they started leaving.
And they left us. Yeah, we only lost by a couple of points. And then
yeah.
We mustard and I against.
Yeah, because I was at like 25 kills. You were at like 18. They had zero.
And honestly, Mike, if you want to place, you know, on the top half of the scoreboard, you don't have to necessarily just, you know, be a killmonger either. Like, no. I put me, Deadman, and Mustard placed into the top three. Deadman and Mustard were getting all the fucking kills because I was calling in UAVs and counter UAVs and mortar strikes and things like that, assisting the teams, shooting down enemy UAVs, shooting down enemy counters, shooting down enemy helicopters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I killed like four people and died 20 times, but I still ended up in third place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you play the objective.
Yeah, play the objective, mm-hmm. call in support. You can still make it in the top half of the leaderboard.
Which is why I love ranked, because ranked, everybody plays the fucking objective. Everybody plays the fucking objective in ranked. There is no little Timmy hiding in the back of the fucking map trying to grind his little loadouts, trying to grind his fucking platinum camos by getting long shots, and he doesn't do a goddamn thing in the whole game besides do that. There's none of that shit in ranked. That's why I love it so much. Everybody is like Timmy a concise...
With the 3.0 KD because he got three kills hiding in a bush and nobody found him.
Exactly. There's none of that shit in ranked. That's why I love it. You know?
There's some of it. It's just not to that degree.
No, yeah. If there is some of it, you'll have people call you out. Like, bro, like, because you could see how much time somebody has on the hard point. So if somebody has like 6 seconds... and like 10 kills, you're like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Then like, but if you have like 30 kills and like 20 seconds, then you could see that person's doing the slaying. Like, there's roles to be played in hardpoint. You know what I mean? You have to have your point queen, which is me, usually. I'm literally on the hardpoint as much as I fucking can. And then you have people controlling spawns. You have people slaying and doing other things. Yeah, it's really cool. I love rank, bro. Rank play is so much fun. But,
yeah.
If I do play it again, I'll never take it as seriously as I did before. Like, you're really
pulling your hair out.
That burnt me out, bro. I'm not kidding. Like, I lost sleep over it. I did because I was 10 renown away from diamond, and I was trying for 3 fucking days to get that 10 renown, and I kept losing, winning, and I'm like. If I could just win like a solid 3 games in a fucking row, I'd be fine.
This guy stinks.
Yeah, it never it happened though. I mean, I've made diamond every season, so I'm chilling.
But yeah, no, like I said, and you don't have casuals. You don't have Garys that have YouTube channels or Reddit or, you know, Twitter with, you know, 5,000, 10,000 followers that are bitching at devs constantly. They're not on Reddit creating complete fucking threads about what needs to be done for their gameplay and their experience to be better. Casuals don't fucking do that.
Because I've noticed, like, on TikTok lives and stuff, you'll have the casuals live streaming a video game, but they're live streaming, like, story mode of Red Dead or fucking Zelda. I saw people were live streaming Morrowind. I'm like, how fucking old is that game? You know,
yeah, 2004, bro. That's how old it
is. They're like live streaming story modes.
Oh, dude, because Elder Scrolls, like, there's always going to be an audience for fucking Elder Scrolls, bro. Like, well, always, no matter what fucking game you're playing, there's people going to be people. There's going to be people watching you play Elder Scrolls.
I watched some chick playing Morrowind. Let's see, Morrowind for like a good half an hour. Because it was first time playing Morrowind, come hang out. And I'm like, all right.
Elder Scrolls.
There was like 700 people just chilling in there, just watching her play Morrowind. Yeah. She was running around. She was like, what can I steal? Can I steal this?
You can steal everything.
She's like, oh, good. They're sleeping. I can steal from their bedroom now.
Oh my. like Elder Scrolls is literally just fucking GTA medieval times with magic.
I used to watch people play The Division. But then I felt really bad because I'm like, why don't my builds work like this?
Yeah.
There was dudes running around with guns that were like 3-shot golds. They'd just be like, all right, guys, so we're just going to run through this mission again.
Because they've got
it's on hero difficulty.
Yeah, they've got like 56,000 hours into the fucking game.
Combination.
They've gone to everything there is to explore. They've found every item there is to find. Like,
yeah, especially when it's a big time classic game and it's their first playthrough. Hell yeah, me too. I watch too. I would. Wow. If somebody was like going through Halo 3 campaign for the first time, I'd be like, oh, dude, let's get it. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, you want to see something funny? Look for people playing Reach for the first time.
Reach, yeah, that's a good one.
That's
or a good Fear, one. Fear, dude. People playing Fear for the first time is hilarious.
But I don't know. I don't watch people play The Division anymore. I just get sad because I like playing The Division. But then these fuckers are like, oh, yeah, hold on. I got a Goldie Juggernaut over here. There's just, all right, so we're going to keep going. And I'm like,
yeah, I can't watch people play COD.
Yeah, it's like, let's see what kind of loot they dropped. And it's like these insane DPS guns. You're like, nothing useful. What the fuck?
Like the only...
right now. Join your fucking game.
Right? Drop it for me. Fuck.
The only people that I can watch play COD are like pros, because everybody else, I'm just like, I'm better than you. Why am I watching? I'm just going to play, you know?
Well, like, we watched, you and I watched a bunch of pros that were just having fun.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
That it's entertaining to watch because they literally have like professional COD players have the game broken down to a goddamn science. Like they like if they kill you in one spot, they can literally calculate where you're gonna spawn next so they can make their next move and fuck you over.
Like those old school 1v1 nuke towns, dude.
Yeah, you do it or shipment. the shipment 1v1s. They literally shoot through the containers.
Yeah,
if spawn.
Homie can make it to the center of the map with his 50 cal, you may as well just log out.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, dude, that's how they are. It's fucking crazy watching professional players play. Those are the only people that I can watch play COD because I'm like, I'm not better than them. You know, like that's how I feel.
See, I like watching the people play COD where they go in there and they know it's going to be an absolute shit show, but they still post all of their fuck ups and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because to me, it's fun. It's, you know, like... was that one where the fucking homie was like doing the acapella of like Imagine or something?
Yeah.
And then there was the fucking squeaker on the rooftop with the RPG, but he let him finish singing the verse first. And then killed him. And then he fucking nuked him. Like,
yeah. That's just funny. Like, that's content. I just love
that shit. Yeah. Or the one where it's like, get the fuck up. You're not downed. Oh.
pick me up. Bitch, you're lying down.
Oh.
But my favorite ones are when people come across like people that have just picked up everybody else in the lobby and they're just having fun driving around the whole fucking map, screaming a song like at the top of their fucking lungs. Those are my favorites because like I've seen that happen, like playing D&D.
Oh yeah,
like I've seen that shit happen. Like there's like three dudes on a truck and they're screaming. What was that fucking? There was like four dudes. I remember that on that fucking truck.
Yeah, it's like Mundiat Betki or some shit like
that. Yeah, but they were like screaming like this fucking Indian song. They drove right by me and Grave Robber, and we were like, that looks like fun, but if we approach him, we're probably going to get murdered.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, don't fuck those guys.
Well, that's like, you know, when I play DMZ by myself, I like to bring in some old, like, Noobs Gaming Battlefield tricks with the Jeep stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody's expecting that shit. They're like, oh, we're in an armored vehicle, and he's just in a pickup truck. Ah, we got him. And I hop out, and then I just go, kaboom, and detonate three C4s. Like,
hell yeah.
How does he say JWP?
Fuck. JEEPPSTUFF.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But that's just it, right? All this shit we're talking about is all casuals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so we have fun with casuals.
Kinda. Those guys
like one time I actually felt bad about killing a guy in DMZ because I was driving into this extraction point, like just fucking booking it in there in one of the like topless Jeeps. And I jump out before I get to extraction because I know that's where everybody wants to ambush you. And I see a dude running across the extract. And so I just fucking brrrah, lit him up with the LMG. Thought it was an NPC. I go, brrrah, oh, man. I'm like, oh, shit. So I just kind of like stood by the rocks and watched him die because I felt kind of bad.
I don't. Well, I talk mad shit to him when I kill him. I talk mad shit.
But then there's that one team we came across, the one that I beat to death.
Yeah.
They had it coming. They had it coming.
They had it fucking coming. Yeah, homie that was trying to run you over.
Yeah, if everybody could like the video real quick, please give us a like. That would help out a lot. So yeah, what happened was was Grave Robber and I were playing DMZ and we were trying to get the cell phone towers or whatever, the fucking
UAV towers.
The UAV towers. And we were trying to get them. And and these two guys tried to ambush us. So Grave Robber snipes one fucking guy. He goes fucking down hard. And then I go down there because I'm like, I'm going to go finish him off because he crawled behind one of the barriers and we didn't have sight on him. So I was like, I'm going to go finish him off. His partner comes around the bend in a car and tries to run me over. I literally hop out of the way the entire time. I'm just hip firing into the fucking passenger window where this dude is. He misses. He turns around. Misses me again, crashes the car, hops out of the car, but his armor's broken, everything's broken. This dude's on his last leg. He's trying to fucking he's trying to get me, and instead I'm out of ammo and I just start beating shit out of him with a rifle.
Whacking the fuck out of him.
So I beat the shit out of him with a rifle. He goes down and then I beat the shit out of him again. And he starts cursing me out, and I took his fucking weapon as a trophy.
Yeah.
But it was fucking funny, but like we were like chilling. And we were going to let them res, but then they started coming off all the fucking aggressive. And we're like, fuck you, bro. You deserve them.
Except for the one guy. After his team logged out, he was still laying there. So we resed him up. And then, no, his whole team didn't even leave. We resed him up. He joined our squad and then helped us hunt down his buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Because then nobody came to fucking get him.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
That was funny as fuck. Because they got me. And then Grave Robber wipes out the entire team. Lab safety tip:
drink whatever is in the beaker, you know you want to.
Oh, don't do that. But
yeah, we were sitting there just staring at his corpse for like a good 10 minutes waiting for his teammates. Nobody came, so we went and picked him up, and then he helped us hunt down his former teammates.
Like, oh, I remember that now. Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah,
it was over there by like the warehouse or some shit.
It was great. But yeah, by the locked warehouse, we had YouTube, but that shit was funny as fuck. And that's just it. All of this shit that we're talking about is casual fucking gamers. Because you like we've come across the hardcores in fucking DMZ. We've come across the hardcores in a Warzone and even in pubs. And they're the ones that ruin the fucking game because they're out here trying to make a new YouTube clip or a new TikTok clip.
Yeah, kind of like the hardcores in the fucking Division.
Yeah,
in the whatever that purple zone is, I don't even know what it's called because I don't fucking go there.
I don't go there anymore either. What is it called? Hold on, the dark zone.
Dark zone. That's it.
And they find you and grief you. Doesn't matter what it is. And it's bullshit because
absolutely. Yeah. I don't even play Minecraft online unless I'm playing with friends in a closed lobby. Like,
yeah. For those of you who do game, like, we do have a world set up and
yeah, I still have it saved.
Nobody's allowed in there because all our shit is weird.
Well, we spent fucking weeks in that world too. We had fucking floating pixel art and everything. I did the Gravity Falls theme song on Noteblocks. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I do.
And then we built like alternative houses underground and like
we built our normal house and we like
And then I built that railroad track to where all three of us could get to the center of our underground houses and shit. Like, come on, man. I didn't let anybody get in there and fucking TNT that shit.
I fucking love Minecraft, dude.
We had the fireworks launchers hidden all over the map. Like, yeah. Oh, it was good.
But, and you know, once again, this all just comes from casual fucking gaming. And I think I think that when it comes to professionalism or hardcoreism versus casual, yeah, okay, devs are gonna try to cater to the ones that spend the money. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's obvious. However, they're not the ones that are they're not the reason that the game is changing. The reason that the game is changing is because of all these fuckers that get online, get on TikTok, get on YouTube, and say, hey devs, you guys fucked up and now I'm never playing this game again. Uninstall.
I mean, honestly, I think YouTube kind of ruins a lot of games in itself. But where I was going with the whole YouTube kind of ruins games is even with like story modes and campaigns and stuff, YouTubers will be like, hey, so we found this really neat little thing that you can do. And then next thing you know, you're like, hey, let me try that thing. And then it's been patched out because they're like, well, that's not how you're supposed to play the game that we made. And they're like, yeah, but it did make it more fucking fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like
some of the stuff that was found in like the first Red Dead. There was this whole satanic thing that was in it, the first Red Dead Redemption, and
there is the whole like satanic thing in Red Dead Redemption 2 also, though,
yeah,
which is kind of cool.
In the first,
yeah, one, there's like a fucking pentagram underneath a village, and the village.
But then, like, the way you're supposed to find it is that crazy chick that's locked in the outhouse. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to the numbers that she says, and then go mm-hmm. find the other like burnt down like mm-hmm. sheds with the numbers. Yeah,
it's actually pretty fucking eerie, not gonna lie.
But the original Red Dead Redemption, there was this whole satanic cult thing that was happening. They patched it out of the game because when it got popular, fucking a whole bunch of parents started complaining that there was satanic imagery and all this other bullshit in the fucking
game. Yes.
Why are you letting your kid play Red Dead, bro? It's not a kid's game.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, why are you letting your kid
be as memorable as seeing a concert? Honestly, Mike, yeah, there has been some very, very memorable games. Like, playing with
video games that made me cry, dude. Like they're like, video games. Yeah,
those I still remember this fucking match from Modern Warfare 2, I think it was, that I got a nuke, which is 25 kills without dying, and mm-hmm. I did it all with a knife, because back then you had your pistol and you had your knife, right? And you had your Commando Pro where you could like jump 6 feet and then instantly stab someone. So using just a pistol and a knife, I ran around the map and I got 25 kills uninterrupted, and I was about to call in the fucking nuke, and somebody got the last kill of the match.
The game ended, yeah.
I fucking literally pulled up the tablet and then I started hitting the coming nuke, and then boom, we won. Fuck!
I kind of miss that shit, though, where like you could make a loadout with all your perks and then just a knife. Yeah. And you ran like twice as fast as everyone else. Was it like Maniac?
That's still how it is. That's still how it is in Modern Warfare 2. You run way faster with a knife.
Yeah, because that was fucking fun, dude. Just making a Maniac loadout.
Oh, yeah. Go Gadget Knife, I called it.
Hell yeah, I've gotten nukes with a knife twice or three times, I think, in Modern Warfare 2. Back three in the day. Times. Yeah.
And I got it twice because when that match ended, I was so pissed off. I was like, that's it. I'm getting it the next one. And the next map was Airport. I still remember that.
You mean Terminal, bro?
Terminal. And it was Terminal.
I think you hear that?
Circles around that shit. I just tick, 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 tick. And finally, Tactical Nuke incoming. And I was vindicated. But yeah, there are games and there are memories, and there's even conversations that are gonna happen, like during games, that are gonna stick around with you, you know. And it's just from gaming with your friends, and that's honestly where the memories are built.
Yeah,
like Mustard and I used to have two friends from Canada, and SB Blue, I think his name is. I don't remember what his
name used to be. Something else. I forgot what it was though.
And his brother used to play with us, and his brother was a couple of years older than us, and they lived in the same house. One was on the top floor, and one was on the basement or something like that, right? And we wanted a full squad, but his older brother was not. He was like, I don't want to play. And we were like, dude, I will cash app you $5 right now if you run upstairs, slap your brother, and turn on his computer and get him on the game. He was like, $5? $5? And someone was like, dude, I'll send you $5. $10? Hold on. And then we just hear his headset, right? Like, because back then there was the mic on the headset. So we just hear. Oh, what the fuck? Get on the fucking game. All right, I did it.
Yeah,
he's the fucking lobby. He's like, did you guys pay him to slap me? No, what do you mean? No, never. That would never happen. Do you remember that?
Xbox Live, bro. Oh yeah, I remember that. Xbox Live days, dude.
That shit was funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so there's a lot of good memories that could be made. From just hanging out with your friends and stuff like that.
Or just accomplishing things. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, getting Diamond in COD felt better than the concert, in my opinion.
Beating certain games together, like with co-op games, beating certain games like we did with Wildlands.
Yeah.
That shit was satisfying as fuck. Mm-hmm. Playing Borderlands to completion with all your friends and all the... Like, that was Mind Lopez and DJ's game was Borderlands.
And, I remember one time I was playing GTA 5 with, we had a little clan, the Kush Clowns, and it was me, who at the time was the Red Kush, Baked Batman, Chronic Catwoman, I can't remember, something Penguin, and Damp Sausage. He was the only one that didn't have a Batman-themed name, but we did the heist grind twice in a row.
I think
I would never do that solo with randos, you know? Do five fucking heists in order in a row back to back twice. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I would never do that
with randos. I think I might have to get out of here to go see Oppenheimer, boys.
All right. Well, we're about to wrap up anyways. Yeah. But before we do,
a spoiler, screwdriver slips.
Oh. Before we do, I wanted to make an announcement. VT Network is going to be taking a hiatus. I don't know how long. I don't know for what amount of time. We're going to do one more show for here in July. We're going to shut down the Patreon. The shop is going to stay up, so in case you want to still buy stuff, it's going to be there. But the Patreon is going to be shut down because we're not going to charge you for content you're not getting. So we're going to do one more show here in July on the 30th. And after that, we're going to go on hiatus. I don't know for how long. I'm not sure. We might come back. We might not come back. I'm not sure. Truth be told is that while we love doing this and while we love bringing content, we've been doing this for 4 years. And truth be told, we haven't grown in the way that I've been hoping for. And honestly, at this point, it's become more of a chore for us than it is, you know, fun. Like, DJ has to get out of work. Mustard has to put a whole bunch of stuff he's doing in his personal life on hold. I'm not doing fuck all on Sundays, which is why I'm so consistent. But getting guests on has become more difficult. Getting trying to get sponsorships, trying to, you know, spread our show has become more
and
more
difficult. Just trying to expand the library, like how we had to cancel the educational show because we kept getting copyright strikes because we'd pull up a video for 5 seconds. Like, we want to make the content, but
mm-hmm. right now it's just
the powers that be are working against us.
It's just too difficult to keep going. So we're gonna go on hiatus after July, and I don't know, we might be back, we might not be back. So We got one more show to go. So I'm not going to promote the Patreon. I'm not going to promote anything else. And
I know we talked about it. We didn't really decide on anything, though.
I know, but after today, after, you know, DJ not being able to make it, after everything else that's happened in the last couple of months, I'm just I've come to the decision. You know what I mean? I've been trying to get several guests on, including people that have been on here before, but it's all fallen through. So it's just just to the point where it's just become a little bit too difficult to make content and to be consistent. And so for 4 years we've brought you guys stuff, but we're gonna be going on hiatus. Mike Smith says, "This is Carmen. I'm so sorry to hear this sucks." Hi, Carmen. Thank you for chiming in. We love you. Treat Mike right. Our socials are still going to be open. Our email is still going to be open.
We might come back like in a different format about different things or something.
We might come back with a completely different idea.
Brand.
I don't know.
We might rebrand as we've also another thing we've also been talking about. Like instead of doing nerd shit, we might do like controversial topics, or we might come back
We might come back as a streaming program. Like we don't know. We don't know.
That is totally possible, especially once I get my PC built.
So we don't know.
We could be the next.
But I really have to go, boys. It starts in 3 minutes. So
all right, have fun.
Sayonara, everybody. Take care, in chat. Be safe. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all. All right.
Have a good one. This is not the goodbye show. The goodbye show is next week.
Right. Bye bye.
Yes. Go.
Jerk. Fucker.
Fucker. And honestly, it's going to allow us to concentrate on other aspects and maybe even get more ideas or less ideas. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But with all that said, though, we do love you guys. We got one more show left. And after that, we'll see what happens to VT Network. But we're going to get the fuck out of here. We're going to go do a post show because even without Mustard, I'm going to give you guys at least one more post show. So... say goodnight, Grave Robber.
Goodnight, Grave Robber.
Bada bing.